This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking with Brett Contreras. We're going to talk about unilateral leg training. It's something that is by and large ignored within the fitness and strength community, but it should not be. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then we're going to change it up, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Peter Elwood. And he is with the Institute of Primary Care and Public Health at the Cardiff University School of Medicine in the UK to talk about a recent study that he published that shows that exercise in men can mitigate the onset of chronic disease and, more importantly, dementia, something that we are plagued with today in this country. Just want to mention that Superior Hardcore Peptides has a special offer for the Superhuman Nation only, and that is 30% off all peptides, and on orders above $75, free shipping when you use the coupon code SHR30. That's SHR30. Check it out. Peptides are all the rage. Welcome back to the show, Brett Contreras. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good discussion we're going to have right now, and it's an important discussion. It's one that we all forget about, and it's, you know, I think it could be said accurately that we live life on one leg at a time. But when we train, we always train both legs, leg presses, leg extensions, leg curls, squats and deadlifts and hip thrusts for that matter. So why don't more people consider unilateral leg training, you think?
That's a good question, Carl. And you said earlier that when you introduced the topic that it's ignored. I would say a lot of bodybuilders will do lunges. That's pretty much it. And then most powerlifters ignore unilateral training, but strength coaches embrace it, and so do females, I've found. So I wouldn't say it's ignored. It's just highly underutilized, and I think it comes a lot from the powerlifting culture. They've found, you know, the squat and the deadlift are bilateral, so most of the powerlifters, you know, they'll experiment with anything, but a lot of them have found that it doesn't transfer, you know, it doesn't give them as much bang for their buck once they've, you know, demonstrated some proficiency with single leg training, that they get more from doing bilateral training for their assistance lifts and focusing on, you know, squatting and deadlifting variations. And so they swear by bilateral training, and so anything else, you know, is, you know, like I've read so many powerlifters say that, you know, unilateral training is for pussies and things like that, and it's
because this is a family show, when you say pussies, you mean for kittens and cats, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So okay, but let's talk about the realities of that, right? I can leg press. I mean, I can put every plate on both upper stems and lower stems and do a good 3, 4, 5 presses with it. I cannot put half of that weight on and do any work at all with either my left only or my right only leg. So doesn't that tell us that if we started to focus on unilateral leg training, that the bilateral work would actually become stronger?
Well, I do agree with that, but it depends. So you mentioned the leg press, and that's, I would venture to guess that most people would do better, you know, with the leg press, in reference to their single leg strength compared to their double, than say something that required more balance,
right?
Like the Bulgarian split squat. You give those to some beginners, and it, you know, it, they, some, you know, a lot of times they're terrible at it at first. And let me tell you a little anecdote. I worked with a powerlifter, God, this was about 6 years ago, and it was a, not your typical powerlifter who was well developed. This guy was a big guy, and he just did everything with such a rounded back. You know, he squatted like a squat morning. He deadlifted with a rounded back.
Squat morning, I like that.
Yeah, exactly, a squat morning. And he would pull. This is kind of funny because the reason he approached me, this was just in the gym. He knew that, you know, I had a reputation in the gym for being the guy to go to, so he said, I keep pulling my adductors on the lat pull down machine. He'd do lat pull downs and he'd pull his adductor muscles, and I just said, you probably just have really weak adductors and weak leg strength. Let me see if you can do the Bulgarian split squat just with body weight. You know, he couldn't do one with good form. His legs were so weak. Now, this was probably like, he probably weighed 280 pounds, he's a big guy. So the, you know, a single leg squat would be challenging for him. But anyway, to make a long story short, I told him to start adding in leg, because all of his assistance lists were like, you know, good mornings and things like that. And I said, that's not going to help you right now. That's just going to make your form, you know, it's not going to help improve your form. You're never going to use your legs when you do things. And so he prioritized single leg training for a matter of like 2 months, and his strength went through the roof and his form improved. So in his case, it helped a lot. But in you take another power lifter who uses his legs well and has short femurs and is well built for squatting, he doesn't necessarily gain much from focusing on single leg strength. But I will go in another direction, Carl. The strength coaches have found single leg training to be very, very useful. And one of the primary reasons is because it's, you know, you have less loading on the spine.
Right.
So, you know, like if you're training a high-level athlete, you don't want to injure that athlete, but you want to strengthen their legs. Well, when they get up to where they can start squatting and deadlifting a ton of weight, it becomes more risky.
Yeah, so you drop the weight and you go to one leg.
Exactly. And here's what I want to say to the listeners. I would venture to guess there's one study showed that they looked at, I think it was Bulgarian split squats versus squats, and the hormonal response was greater with the single leg, with the Bulgarian split squat. The testosterone increases were greater with the single leg, even though you were using a lot less weight, like half the weight.
Do you think it's because when we minimize stability, we maximize acuity, so to speak, the focus of the exercise. You know, it's a lot easier to squat than to do a split squat or even a shoot the duck with body weight, because you really have to concentrate not to tip over.
Well, I think it just shows that. So that's one theory, is that the stability aspect, you're using a lot more muscle. Smaller muscles to stabilize, but I would just say overall, you use a greater, you know, possibly a greater amount of muscle mass, which I think the powerlifting community would laugh at. But, if you ever tried doing, you know, I remember seeing Ronnie Coleman's videos. He loved his parking lot lunges.
Yeah, I remember them. He used to put the bar on his back with his boots and walk through the parking lot like at, you know, 90 degree days. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like 100 degree days in Texas at Metroflex.
Yeah.
And I think Branch Warren and Johnny Jackson would do the same, but they would do, you know, they'd have like 185 on their back and they do it for super high reps. But I remember seeing videos of another bodybuilder using like 405 and 495 pound lunges. It was insane. That's on YouTube. Can't remember the guy's name, but anyway, the point is you can get very strong at these single leg exercises. I have strength coach friends who, like one of my buddies was training I believe he was a college football player, and you know the guy could front squat, you know, like probably 315 for 10 reps. So he started prioritizing single leg strength. Anyway, he got to where he would Bulgarian split squat 315 pounds for 5 reps with both legs.
Wow!
And that is insane to me, because You know, I don't think I've ever. I think I can do 205, but not even 225. It's tough. But
is the reason that single leg work is harder because of the stability, the instability contribution, or is it because the triangle of the hip girdle is disengaged?
I wouldn't say it's harder. Here's my thoughts on it. It's harder in that your stability is, you know, in the frontal plane is less. Like your leg wants to cave inwards. Mm-hmm. You have to focus really hard to keep your knee tracking over your toe properly. But from front to back, like in the sagittal plane, you're balanced well with like the lunge or the Bulgarian split squat. You don't want to tip forward or backward. Like when in a squat, you'll want to bend forward. You know, it's a trade-off there, but back to what I was saying earlier, and then I'll address what you said.
Yeah.
If you've done a high rep, I spent about 6 months of my training really, it was actually when I first learned HIIT training, high intensity training, one
right.
set to failure. And I'd never experimented with this before, but the walking lunge was one of the exercises I picked to work my legs.
Oh my God, are you kidding? You did it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was brutal. And I would do one set to failure. This was like this was probably 13 years ago. But anyway, I started out with like 135 pounds and I had this awesome gym, World Gym, it's not even there anymore, but it had this big walkway so you could, you know, an aisle that you could do walking lunges, barbell, without hitting anything and without, you know, running into gym members. I started out with 135 for 20, and it killed me. But I kept adding weight, 155, 175. I got to where I could do 225 pounds for 20 steps. And it got to be so brutal that, you know, I would be on the ground for 10 minutes trying to catch my breath afterwards. And I remember reading these articles about how, you know, lunges are for sissies, and I'm like, what? Who in the world would ever say that once
right.
they've taken the time to build up their strength?
Well, keep in mind that a lunge really does bridge the gap when the way you were doing it of the anaerobic and aerobic thresholds, because you're doing them beyond the body's capacity to anaerobically produce power, and you have to start working aerobically. So I would say that's really a high intensity workout. If you're going to do lunges to failure, there's a lot that has to fail. I have to believe that the mechanism that protects the heart would shut down first before the body would shut down. That's just my guess. That's why you were breathing so heavy afterwards.
You know, it's definitely at that threshold where the lungs and, you know, and
the pulmonary system and the cardiovascular system are really
yeah.
what's collapsing at that point, because you probably have some more neuromuscular activity that could go on, but the body goes into a protective mode and it says, look, we're not going to let you kill yourself. Let's do this. I want to take a break. Before I take a break, I want to mention where some of these discussions are arising. You have a new book that you just published, right?
Yeah, it's published by Human Kinetics. It's called Bodyweight Strength Training Anatomy.
And a lot of these discussions arise from some of what you've revealed in the book, right?
Yeah, I mentioned a lot of the thing, you know, because bodyweight training, you've got to learn how to keep loading the muscles, and so single leg is the way to do it, you know?
Yeah, and where can people get the book, Brett?
You can type it into Amazon, just do a Google search, the Amazon link will come up, or Human Kinetics, you can buy it through there too.
And then of course a favorite book of mine that's giving any woman who wants to put the effort forth a booty to be proud of. And plug that book also, your recent book.
Yeah, that's called Strong Curves, and that's published through Victory Belt, but that's like my magnum opus for glute development. I poured so much energy into that, and I wrote that with Kelly Davis. And it's about how to develop
fantastic
strong curves
book.
And focuses on the glutes.
And I got to believe that Hollywood has found that book too, by the way. But we'll talk about
no,
that when
they
we come
haven't.
Back.
They
really?
Haven't, Carl. Yeah.
We'll
can talk about that when we get
when
back
we come
from the
back.
Break.
I stay tuned. We're talking with Brett Contreras. The discussion will continue on the other side of the break.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got you.
Welcome back.
It's called.
Later in the show, Professor Peter Elwood will join us to talk about a study that confirms what we in the superhuman nation know and believe. Exercise mitigates disease and dementia. Right now, we're talking with Brett Contreras. We're talking about unilateral leg training and the importance of it. But let's go back to what I said before. So you don't think Hollywood has picked up strong curves yet, huh?
Well, so they have not. And it's funny because I'm pretty naive sometimes. I remember when this whole Miley Cyrus.
When her butt was jiggling on TV, right?
Right, and I posted a blog saying, you know, Miley, I will train you. I want to help. I think Miley's beautiful, and I would love to help her get better glutes. And
yeah.
It's funny, I found an article from someone sent me the link. It was like her Pilates instructor, you know, talking about how great she looks and how great her, you know, like her body looks. And I'm going,
Did they not see that twerk event? Are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah, she was all over the world, and it's frustrating to me because, well, first of all, I said this in my blog post. You should be proud of your body, and she's beautiful. She's thin. She looks, you know, she looks great.
She's young. She's young. Wait till she gets older.
Yeah, so I feel bad like being like a glute snob. But I do this for a living. I train women and I help them get better glutes, and it's so easy for me. And I wrote a blog post, but there's no way she's going to take me up on the offer because here's why. I have friends who are, you know, who train celebrities, and they tell me about it. And it's this, you know, like you hear, like you, there's fads in Hollywood, like
Tracy Anderson is a fad
right
now.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's all about women shouldn't lift anything heavier than a 2-pound dumbbell.
So that's what they tell me. They said it's so bad, and here's the deal: they're very wealthy. They're happy to pay the you know several hundred dollars an hour for personal training, but they're going to dictate the way they train. They don't say you're the expert. I put my hands in you. My faith in you. Just train me the way you want to train me. Any time you push them hard, they say, you know, I don't want to get bulky, and I don't. So you have to. You have to meet the client in the middle, or they wouldn't, you know, because these trainers need to have, you know, they need to be in business, they need clients. So some of my colleagues have to trick their, you know, these celebrities into achieving a good workout. Mostly the women, the men, you know, like you see, I wrote a blog post on Hugh Jackman when he deadlifted,
yeah,
but so he trains hard, and so the males, and I shouldn't say the women don't train hard. It's a different type of, they don't want to lift heavy. They don't want to, you know, they're so fearful of getting bulky.
But I'll give you some exceptions to the rule. And I know these for a fact because I know who trains them. Dr. Peter Rouse trained Scarlett Johansson for one. Wasn't she in one of the, I'm trying to think what action movie she was in. One of the Iron Man movies?
Peter
trained her. She was doing Bulgarian split squats. She was doing heavy lifting. He had her deadlifting. He had her doing all that stuff. And when she stepped on stage, she looked hot.
Yeah, good for Peter and good for Scarlett, because it's very hard to get, and kudos to those actresses who will listen. But I will say, you know, there's this, the fitness industry is so black and white, you know, like what the topic we're talking about right now. There's all these fierce debates, single leg or double leg. Like, why does it have to be one or the other? Why wouldn't you do both? Like, it doesn't have to be black and white, one or the other, this binary, you know, one or zero. You should do both. Well, we like to, you know, you always hear fitness professionals say, women can't get bulky, and they can. It depends on the woman's preference. I have trained some women whose quads got too big for their liking. Now, it's a very small percentage, though. So it's very over-exaggerated, this whole women will get too bulky. But ultimately, it depends on the woman's goals and how she wants to look.
Well, and a lot of times the muscles grow, and then when they lose the sub-Q fat, the leg ends up being thinner than it was originally. Also.
Well, that's a very good point, because, you know, when these women get, you know, get down to their contest condition, how many of them have too big of legs? Like the bikini, you know,
A lot of them lose their legs. I don't want to get too deep into this because I want to get back to the subject. But the point is well taken, that Hollywood does not embrace this type of training, but they're missing the boat, because there are some movie stars out there who are, and they're training with good people, and they're putting on muscle, and they have curves, and they look fantastic. And Hollywood needs to get with the program. Can we segue back? Did you want to recap anything real quick before we segue?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say about that is that some of my colleagues have found ways to trick the client into, because they if you study biomechanics, then you'll realize that, let's say you do a single leg, a bodyweight Bulgarian split squat or a bodyweight single leg hip thrust, you're going to put a certain amount of torque loading on the hips, and that's going to achieve a certain amount of glute activation. And you're going to put torque loading on the knees, and that's going to achieve a certain amount of quadriceps activation. You're going to work the muscles in a certain, you know, depending on the loading. But a body weight single leg movement is, you know, you can achieve high levels of loading even though you're not holding a bar. Like if you do a Romanian deadlift with just the bar, that's really easy. That's not going to be a lot of loading. So, but when you train someone who's afraid of bulking up, they might be, you know, you hand them a barbell or a heavy kettlebell or something, heavy dumbbells, they're going to be squeamish. But if you give them a single leg movement, they'll be, okay, this isn't, you know, they equate it to load, and load doesn't equal torque. There you also have to factor in the lever arm. So you can use these single leg movements to kind of trick people who are fearful of getting too bulky into achieving a good workout. And so that's what I wanted to mention about that.
Okay, so let's get back to what does unilateral leg training translate to best? If it doesn't really benefit the more elite power lifter, who does benefit from it? I have to believe athletes like football players, basketball players, because they truly do participate in their sports on one leg at a time.
So there's a couple of interesting studies, but there's not a lot of research on this topic. I hope that as time advances that there's more research that emerges. But one study, this was very interesting to me, showed that, it's been a while since I read it, but unilateral training, like plyometrics, led to better, like more rapid results, but bilateral plyometrics led to more lasting results. So you kept those for longer. They examined the effects of detraining as well. And, but another study that looked at actual exercises, like bilateral and unilateral, strengthening exercises, and then they also did bilateral and unilateral plyometrics. So the bilateral group did like things like squats and vertical jumps and things like that, whereas the unilateral group did like lunges and step-ups and single-leg jumps and things like that. And they both achieved very similar results across the board, except the unilateral group actually saw better transference to unilateral plyometric actions. But everything else was very similar. There have been studies on muscle activation, and you get pretty similar measures. It depends on the variation, the exercise you use. So, like one study looked at the Bulgarian split squat versus the regular squat. Of course, you're going to get higher glute medius activation when you do single leg because the glute medius helps that, you know, is responsible for the knee tracking over the foot in a frontal plane. It stabilizes the femur. So.
Right.
You're going to get more glute med, but as far as the other muscles like quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes, there's two different studies, so you could go by either one. Both studies showed that the squat gets more quad activation, and then the glute medius gets more in the single leg, and then the hamstring activity is more with the Bulgarian split squat. But I've done, so I can tell you what studies show, but I have EMG, and I've tested lots and lots of my clients over the last 4 years. And what I will tell you, it depends on the variation. What surprised me is that you can get similar levels. Like if I do a reverse lunge and I really lean into that leg, I can get my quad EMG just as high as when I do squats.
Mm.
So this is important to know because one of my, like I always tell when I speak to fitness professionals at conferences and things like that, you shouldn't be overly emotional about things. It's all sports science. You want to learn these things because when you train lots of people, when you train athletes, when you train clients, some of them can't tolerate certain exercises well. So the bigger your arsenal is and the more you know, the more you can be of help to these people. So if you have a client who, you know, every time they squat, they hurt their back or something like that. Sure, you can try and work with their form, but not every single human is, you know, built to squat very
right.
well or
right.
deadlift or anything. So it's good to know these variations. Now, back to your question. Yes, athletes, so your comment earlier about how sports are played on one leg. Well, there's kind of two camps that strength coaches kind of fall into. One camp says in the weight room, and this was influenced by Charlie Francis, who trained Ben Johnson back in the day, the sprinter from Canada.
Sure.
And he kind of said, you know, all the stuff you do on the field is unilateral. You're sprinting, you're doing plyos and things like that. And so you're getting enough of that stimulus. And so in the weight room, focus on strength and power. And so you'll be able to better develop those with bilateral
exercises.
But see,
my attitude would be everything you're doing out on the field is on one leg. So why go into the weight room and try to develop power bilaterally? Why not develop power unilaterally?
Well, that's the other camp. And so, again, the research kind of shows that they're both similar. So you can have one of my favorite quotes is from the physicist Richard Feynman. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but he's a legendary physicist, and his quote is, "If it doesn't match experiments, it's wrong." You know, no matter how elegant the theory is, if it doesn't match experiments, it's wrong. So you can have all these elaborate theories, but if they don't, that's why I like, you know, training studies, and we need more of them in the literature, because training studies, you know, they prove, or well, they don't prove, but they show
validate,
evidence for
they
one.
They validate, yeah.
Yeah, so you can have these theories, but we need training studies to, you know, to show these effects. And so there's only been a couple training studies. We need more. But anyway, the other camp says what you say. If you're going to be on one leg on the field, then you should try to develop, you know, strength, stability, and power and conditioning on one leg in the weight room. And again, for the life of me, I can never understand how, you know, if I wrote an article about single leg training, and even if I said do them both, you shouldn't do, you know, exclude, you would get all these comments from people. You know, you'd get certain powerlifters who said, these exercises are stupid, you don't ever need to do them. Squats, just squat and deadlift and get out of there, you know? And then you'd get other people saying, you know, the opposite. You get all these arguments, and I never understand why you wouldn't just do both.
Both, right. Which is what we're learning anyway, right? So a lot of people, that we're discovering that when you do like high intensity cardiovascular training, it translates better to health. I mean, to strength. And when you take people who are basically aerobic type athletes and you start strength training them, the strength training translates better to their aerobic participation. So this whole idea that it's got to be this way or it's got to be that way, polarizing, is why we have religion today, quite frankly. And that's
yeah,
the reason.
Exactly.
You know, that's what it is, right? Everybody wants to have their camp. Let's do this. Good, I'm sorry.
A funny thing before we go to break, yeah. Carl. I told this to Brad Schoenfeld, a guest you've had several times on the show, like 5 years ago, because he was always looking at research, and I kind of got him to be more, you know, mainstream online, because I was like a blogger, and anyway, and he helped me be a better researcher, so we both benefit each other. But I told him, fitness is religion. It's that people are so emotional about things. It's not, you know, they don't rely to logic and science, you know, the scientific method.
Well, luckily for me, I don't subscribe to organized religion, so I am willing to take whatever works in the gym. There you go. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Brett Contreras.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry back in the day when people remember Whole Foods. There were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how can it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877- 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to mention something. While Blackstone Labs is not a sponsor of the show, on yesterday's Blueprint Power Hour, we talked about one of their supplements called Razor's Edge. Razor's Edge has adrafinil in it, which is a precursor to modafinil, which is Provigil. A lot of airline pilots use it because it's a non-stimulating mental acuity enhancer. So the folks at Blackstone Lab have set up a coupon code, SHR, all uppercase, and you can save 10% on a bottle of Razor's Edge. And check it out. I ordered one already. I'm anxious to find out what it's like. It does not have any caffeine in it at all. No stimulants in it at all. But apparently it gives you a mental focus like nothing you've ever had before. And adaphenyl is truly a pro drug. So I don't know how long that product is going to be available. I'd try it today if you could. Anyway, we're talking with Brett Contreras right now about unilateral. Is there anything else we need to talk about unilateral leg training? Because I want to change the discussion for a moment if we can.
Well, the only thing I'd like to do if we have the time,
yeah,
is please, just kind of go through and discuss some of the best exercises, because I think that's where a lot of the disconnect is. A lot of people don't know what are the best exercises. For advanced lifters, for example.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so there's kind of like unilateral exercises that mimic the squatting motion. You might call these unilateral, squatting motions or unilateral knee dominant. Some coaches like to categorize them as knee dominant. These would be quad exercise if you're a bodybuilder. So you can do step-ups. Now, with step-ups, you can do them kind of at a lower setting where your leg is, you know, your thigh is going to be parallel to the ground. You can use a lot more weight that way. But if you can find a way in your gym, you know, I have a adjustable, like something on my rack, power rack, that lets me go up as high as possible. And I get my leg to where I can barely, you know, maintain, you know, it's like as high as my hip will go without pulling my lumbar spine into flexion. And if I do high step-ups like that, the most weight I can use is like 25-pound dumbbells. It's really, really hard to do them that high. And I did these when I had my training studio in Scottsdale, I did these were a favorite with the ladies. They loved it. But, you know, the guys did too. It's a lot harder. So you don't have to have, you know, hundreds of pounds on your back when your leg's up that high. So I like high step-ups. I love lunges. Now, if you want to focus on the quads, do the lunges, hold the bar in the front squat, you know, the racked position in front, and then step forward, because that stepping forward and then pushing backward, that's going to work more quad. So that's a more quad dominant lunging movement. But if you want to focus on the hips and the glutes with the lunge, then you can do reverse lunges where you put the barbell in the back squat position, but the low bar position works even better because you lean and then step backwards, do a reverse lunge and lean into that hip, sink down into that hip, and that works more glute. That's been shown in a study. The forward lean increases glute activation in the lunge. Now, another awesome exercise for the unilateral exercise for the quads is the Bulgarian split squat. This is a favorite of a lot of strength coaches, but it's not as popular, and I've barely ever see bodybuilders do this. And
it takes a lot of balance. I've tried it with your leg up on a bench behind you.
Yep.
And it really does take a lot of balance. You got to start out with body weight first before you put a bar. Although maybe the bar actually may balance you better. I don't know.
Yeah, like some dumbbells, and then you start with the barbell in it. So for some people it can kind of help, because even with me, I'll do a body weight one and I'm like all over the place, and I've done these a lot. So, and the thing is, a lot of times you'll be doing them and you, like mid set, you'll kind of like stumble. You think it's really dangerous in that aspect, but anecdotally it's not. Like people don't hurt themselves that much with these exercises. But anyway, a lot of strength coaches have moved to barbell. You know, they do it in the power rack, and so you unrack the bar just as you would a squat, and then you put your back foot up on a bench and do Bulgarian split squats. Some coaches call them rear foot elevated split squats, and these are and you can tinker with your form just like with, you know, regular squats and deadlifts. You can do different types of form to focus on different muscles and things like that. You can use a longer stride or a shorter stride, and then a final knee dominant exercise that is really good to do is, you know, variations of a pistol squat. And the pistols are like true one-legged squats because your back foot isn't, like with a lunge and Bulgarian split squat,
you're getting some assistance whether you want it or not. Yeah. Like magic fingers, you know what I mean?
In fact, one study showed that in a lunge, 75% of your body weight is on the front leg, and in a Bulgarian split squat, it's like 85%.
Yeah.
So you're getting assistance there from that rear leg, but in a pistol squat, you're not getting any. Now, I can't do pistols well, but one thing that helps is if you hold on to dumbbells, and like 5 to 10 pound dumbbells, and you do a front raise while you do it. It's called a counterbalance. And what that does is it shifts the, kind of don't want to get too technical here, but it shifts the moment or the torque on a little bit onto the hips and a little bit less onto the knees by doing that, because you move the center of mass forward, and then the moment arm for the hip increases.
What about one of the things that they do with, figure skaters have to do something called the shoot the duck, which is basically that same movement with their foot extended out while they're skating. And they do have the advantage of being able to put their hands underneath their knee, to brace their leg, while they're moving. But one of the things that they do is they do it on a bar, holding onto a bar. So that they, you know, and you could do this with a Smith machine. Set the bar up midway, grab a hold of it, go down on one leg with your foot straight out, and kind of get the feel of it before you try to do it with weights or freehand.
Yep, sure. And that's a good point. A lot of these, you know, you don't just walk into the gym and do it. You know, you like you ease into them. You progress gradually, and then all of a sudden you're, you know, using lots of weight, but you didn't start off that way. So those are the knee dominant movements that are best. But what about hip dominant movements? This is where, you know, a lot of people know how to work the quads really well with single leg. But what about the hips and glutes? Well, my favorite three would be the, first of all, the single leg RDL. Now, the single leg Romanian deadlift, my problem is a lot of people use such light loading with it, it doesn't really hit the hamstrings well. They use it more for like the movement pattern, teaching the hip hinge and teaching, you know, stability or sensory motor or whatever. I like actually holding on to something with the one hand and then holding on to a heavy dumbbell or heavy kettlebell with the other hand and then doing the one-legged, you know, Romanian deadlift motion, but bracing with that other leg because it helps with balance. It helps you get more loading on that other leg. What's nice about that is you can really get a nice stretch and really load up that leg, but it's not going to produce nearly as much, you know, spinal compressive forces. So that's a good one to know in case you ever have, like, nagging back issues, but you don't want to lose your deadlift strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everyone, most lifters I know, like, probably once or twice a year, they have nagging back pain, and you got to train around it. So the single leg RDL comes in handy in that case. And then there's the single leg hip thrust and the single leg back extension. The single leg hip thrust, I like to do with just body weight. And what's nice about the single leg hip thrust is that, you know, sometimes you're on vacation, you don't have a gym to train at, but you want to get a good workout. Well, you can just do, you know, like two sets of 20 Bulgarian split squats, which is really hard, and then two sets of 12 to 15 single leg hip thrusts. Your back is on a couch or, you know, something, a chair or something. You don't need a bench, but you just put your back up, elevate your back, your foot's on the ground, and you do a hip thrust motion, and that's going to work your glutes really well.
Now, do you have to move, since you're using one foot, do you have to move the foot inward?
Yes, that's a good point. You move it in, you center the foot out in front of you,
right?
And then you just do a bridging motion. And I like to pause at the top for a split second. And this is a hit-or-miss exercise. You have people either saying they've never felt their glutes burn so bad in their life with the single-leg hip thrust, or they don't feel
well,
it.
Well, you know what I've learned? It's like the squat. If you don't push through your heels, and if you don't lock out your lower back, you cannot engage your glutes. I found this doing hip thrusts myself. Hip thrusts with very, very heavy weight where you start to lose the connection with the muscles. If you go to the lighter weight and you pay attention, you push through your heels and you have to lock out your lower back and you can actually feel your glutes squeeze at the top.
It's funny you mentioned that because I actually visited Professor Stu McGill. He's a popular spinal biomechanist. I visited him in Canada this year. We did some experiments. And that's one thing he pointed out to me. He said, Brett, notice when you went from 405 to 495, you didn't get more glute activation.
No.
So now I'm going to be investigating.
Well, but you know what you do get, I found. When I've gone up to 495 with my hip thrust, I feel it more in my hips. And I'm not talking about where the bar is resting. My hips are really pulling the weight up as opposed to my glutes pushing the weight up.
Well, it's going to depend on the lifter, but this is a whole other topic.
We have to take a break. We've gone long. But I actually wanted to talk about the hip thrust for a second because I wanted to talk about a lifter who was deadlifting and you got him to start doing heavy hip thrusts. And I didn't follow him after that to find out if he actually had any success. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Brett Contreras.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the H-Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we will be joined by Professor Peter Elwood from the UK to talk about recent research that proves what we have always believed in this audience, and that is that exercise mitigates disease. Right now we're talking with Brett Contreras. Brett, plug your book again real quick before we tie this up.
It's Bodyweight Strength Training Anatomy. You can do a Google search. You'll find it on Amazon and also on Human Kinetics website.
Okay, so there was a guy that you posted a YouTube
real quick,
video.
Real yeah, quick, go ahead. Carl, go ahead. One other exercise, and I want to get to this right before we discuss the hip thrust, because I mentioned there were three good hip dominant single leg exercise, and sure. I actually want you to try this next time you go to the gym and train hamstrings. So you know the regular back extension machine?
Sure.
You can either be horizontal or 45 degree hyper.
Right.
Well, you just, instead of doing two legs at a time, now you got to kind of position yourself properly, because it's a little, you know, it takes some stabilizing, but you just do it one leg at a time, but put your arms over your head in the prisoner position.
Wow.
That, I found that that's equal to holding on to around a 30-pound dumbbell for me.
Wow.
You get the same effect. Put your arms overhead in the prisoner position. Do it one leg at a time and really squeeze the glute up top. You'll feel this huge stretch in the hamstrings, good glute contraction up top. It's really challenging. So that's another one. So
it sounds challenging. Now, what about the guy who was doing hip thrust to improve his deadlift? Did he ever succeed?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I will tell you about this. All right, so here's why the hip thrust is good for deadlifting. Because if you have perfect position when you deadlift and you use perfect form, then the better position you're in at the bottom of the motion, because you're stronger at the top, right?
Right.
It's a mechanical advantage. You're
right.
Stronger at the top. So if you're in really good position, when you pull the weight off the floor, once the bar passes your knees, it's easy.
Right.
But for powerlifters, here's why it helps. Because all my friends, powerlifting friends, when they're on the platform, so sure, all your training was done with perfect form. But when you're on the platform, especially during your third lift, going for a PR, they never stay in perfect position when they pull the weight off the floor. Their back rounds a little bit.
Right. They come, they start with their ass up a little higher than they should.
Yeah, their ass comes up a little higher and they round over a little more. And now when they pass their knees, so that makes it, rounding makes it easier off the floor. But once you pass your knees now, you're not in a good position. It becomes way harder. If you don't have the glute strength to push the hips forward, you won't get it. And I see so many of my friends who get to the top and they're like 6 inches from lockout. That position should be easy, but they're not in good position. So you see them shaking like hyenas and they can't quite get it. So that's where you need that extreme glute strength to push the hips forward, and then you can pull the shoulders back and lock out the weight. So I've had several of my powerlifting friends start doing hip thrusts and they've noticed things, but it's funny because here's the argument with hip thrusts with powerlifters. Half of them go, it's a stupid exercise. It's just an assistance lift.
Right.
Don't minor in the major. It's not going to help. And then you have the guys who have actually tried it and not just done it for here and there, sprinkling it in, but actually focused on it. Like you have, Carl. You took the time to build your strength up to 500 pounds. Every one of them every one person who's done that has told me, Brett, I noticed some things when I started doing hip thrusts. When I got stronger at hip thrusts, all of a sudden my deadlift lockout strength was better. My squat started feeling better.
Yeah.
And they all
sure.
say that. So to me, if you're trying to be your best, it doesn't hurt to try it. Try and build up your hip thrust strength. See if it benefits your squatting and deadlifting. Take a couple months to really build your hip thrust strength up. I mean, is it going to hurt you having stronger glutes? Could it possibly backfire on you?
If anything, I'll tell you something. So doing hip thrusts at the gym has gotten me a lot of notoriety because no one does hip thrusts. No one, not even the chicks. And I'm over there doing it. Me and Elisa are the only ones in the gym that do hip thrusts. And I've got her hip thrusting 225 now and she's doing fantastic. Her glutes, they've actually come up higher. I mean, it's like you could put a glass on the back of her butt now. And it's like no one does them, and I even had a friend of mine comment and say he thought that I was actually doing an exercise, and I know this is stupid, but like for my package, he said. Well, what is that for? I says, no, it makes your hips and your glutes stronger, I said. No one does them. So if you want notoriety in your gym, just start doing heavy hip thrusts.
I agree. And Carl, I've been prescribing these for 7 years now. And I've heard it all, I've seen it all, and it's weird. It's just an exercise that elicits a lot of emotion out of people because I don't know why. I guess people don't want to change, so they look at it and go, why is this getting popular? This is stupid, but all I have
I know why. And I do, and this is really it. You can come to the basic common denominator of embarrassment because people, when they're thrusting their hips, it becomes, we live in a sexually repressed environment in the United States. People thrusting their hips with weight on it, girls or guys, they feel weird doing anything like that. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, in my opinion.
I do agree with that, but it's funny because we've gotten, I think about the Romanian deadlift. We're okay with bending over, we became desensitized to it. And I think in time, I hope that happens with the hip thrust.
Yeah. Anyway, plug the book one more time.
Bodyweight Strength Training Anatomy, available through Human Kinetics and Amazon. I think it's like 120 of the best bodyweight exercise. It has illustrations. It's one of those illustrated anatomy books. So it shows all the muscles that are being worked and detailed instructions and a program at the end that you can use to design programs based on your goals.
Fantastic. Listen, Brett, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Professor Peter Elwood on. We're going to talk about how exercise mitigates disease. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences
that will be irreversible.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
On the line right now. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We do have Professor Elwood on the line all the way from the UK. How you doing, Professor Elwood?
I'm great. It's a great day. Very, very busy, but all worthwhile.
And I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. We'll keep you for as short a period of time as possible here. We want to talk about a recent study that you published that indicates that exercise may actually mitigate chronic disease and dementia in men. Can we talk about that, please?
Yes, of course. Yes.
How was the study designed?
we took a representative sample of men in the community, 2,500 people in the community. Now, it is very important in this kind of research that we get a representative sample. These were not volunteers. We identified every man, find area, who was aged 45 to 59. We approached these men, and 90% agreed to come into our study, and we followed them for 35 years, and we're still in contact with the survivors.
This was actually part of another study, right? This was something that, a study that was done, I want to say, I'm trying to find the name of it right now, and I apologize for not having it at my fingertips, but this was part of the Serfili cohort study?
That's right. Serfili is a small town, and that's where we based the study. But we collected an enormous amount of information from each man. We took blood, we did blood pressure and measured, took an ECG and measured everything possible. So over the 30 years, we have published about 400 papers.
Wow.
On all kinds of issues, all and many diseases. But the thing that has come out, which I think is the most important finding, is the reductions in diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, cancer, and then cognitive decline and dementia. These are the most important findings in this study.
Did you look at the type of exercise that these individuals did, or was it just a questionnaire like, do you exercise, and if so, how often?
No, we every measurement we made was carefully validated. That is a number of questionnaires, a number of measurements to make sure that we were getting data. Measuring some of these things like exercise is precise, but we asked a whole set of questions, and then we applied the criterion of adequate exercise, which is widely used in the States and in this country and in Europe. And that is half an hour of walking or the equivalent on 5 days every week. Now, we were able to translate the detailed questions that we had into that kind of criterion.
Were any of these men doing any type of resistance training, going to the gym or the spa and lifting weights or using resistance machines?
A few of the men may have, but it's a normal community. And the kind of thing that you're talking about has become popular. 30 years ago, very, very few people had the facilities to do what you're describing. So I think it was a very realistic estimate of the level of exercise. Now, may I say a little bit more about exercise?
Please, please.
Sorry?
No, please, go ahead.
The criterion that has been used in studies in the States and in this country is, as I've indicated, half an hour of brisk walking on 5 days every week. Now, I feel that that is somewhat unrealistic. We're all busy people, and taking half an hour out of every day, 5 days a week, I think is unacceptable. So what I urge my friends and patients to do is to develop an active lifestyle. I go for a walk every morning before breakfast. I park my car a mile from the hospital. So I've got to walk that mile to the hospital and then a mile back to my car. I walk to the shops. I don't use the lift. I walk up the stairs. And I think if we to develop a more active lifestyle, it would be very much more acceptable than for trying the average person to take up weightlifting or to go to a gym and go on some kind of treadmill.
Well, but I would like to submit something to you. Here in the United States, it's extremely difficult because communities are not designed for pedestrian traffic. So walking places is very difficult, and quite frankly, some would argue, well, the half hour that I'm taking to do this additional activity, I could put in on a treadmill. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm a proponent of activity throughout the day, and I like to see people wear things like pedometers so they can turn it into a game or a self-experiment to see how active they are. So I do agree with you that being active throughout the day has a more benefit than some concentrated half hour in the morning. But for those who don't have the ability to walk places, because communities are not designed that way, they may be relegated to walking on a treadmill, for instance.
That is very, very reasonable. You're deprived in the U.S., of course, compared
yes.
to this country. We're much more, walking is much easier here. But I would like to ask people who take up going to the a gym and going on a treadmill, I would like to ask them a year later, 2 years later, are you still doing it? And if not, I would encourage them. There's no point doing it just for a few months and then feeling it's a bit out of, a bit inconvenient. And that's, each person has to make their own decision, but they should be encouraged and encouraged again and again, because it's not easy to keep up this level of exercise, but my, it's beneficial.
What about the blood work that you did on these individuals? What kind of markers did you look at?
We have just about every test that was available over 30 years, but I don't think that they're really very helpful. Things like blood pressure are very helpful, and exercise. Moderate exercise is associated with a lowering of blood pressure, which is very, very beneficial. But the detailed tests of cholesterol and C-reactive protein and fibrinogen and so on, we would rather draw answers from the occurrence of diabetes, the occurrence of a heart attack, the occurrence of a stroke, the occurrence of cognitive decline, rather than biochemical or hematological measures.
Did you look at sex steroids? These are very, very forward-leaning ideals right now that looking at things like testosterone, estrogen, and so on in both men and women seems to indicate maybe if a person has some better outcomes against diseases. Did you look at those 30 years ago?
Yes, in our phase one, right at the beginning, the baseline, we did both testosterone and oestradiol and cortisol, and there have been a few publications by my colleagues. They were not very encouraging, but we have contributed to the general body of evidence, but that's not my area, and I really can't inform
okay.
you much about the value of that.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk some more about the study. We are right now talking. I'm sorry about that noise there. We have a little international buzz going on here. We're talking with Professor Peter Elwood, and he is with the Institute of Primary Care and Public Health at Cardiff University School of Medicine in the UK. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Peter Elwood. We're talking about exercise has the ability to mitigate disease and dementia, something that we have talked about on this show for many, many years now. More research coming out. And I think that, I don't think anyone would argue with you, about this, Professor Elwood. I think that what ends up happening with these types of discussions, which we've been talking about for well over 9 years now on the show, is that doctors will say patient compliant is not possible. It's hard enough to get people to take pills, never mind to start to change their lifestyle. What would you say to that?
Yes, it's very difficult for people, but I think telling people could give impact to advice. Now, we look at exercise, but we also look at other healthy behaviors, and we group them into a healthy lifestyle, and the results that I have, I will explain to you, are really based on a healthy lifestyle, and that is five factors. It's non-smoking, regular exercise, a low body weight, a healthy diet, and a low alcohol intake. We find that people in Wales who follow that full healthy behavior, those five recommendations, they have huge reductions in diabetes, about 70% fewer cases of diabetes, about 60% fewer heart attacks and fewer strokes, and about 60% reduction in dementia. Now, I think if people were told those figures, that has considerable impact.
Yes.
Furthermore, I would also tell people that, sadly, even people who follow the five healthy behaviors, some of them still get these diseases. There's no absolute prevention.
Well, I would submit this, Professor Elwood. There are some very, very ubiquitous terms in lowered body weight and eating healthy. And what I would submit to you is this, that diets are like religion today. People are emotionally invested. There are vegans out there. There are lacto-vegans. There are ancestral diet. There's all these different styles of diet. Many of these diets are mismatched for the human condition, number one. But if you ask someone if they eat healthy, they will unequivocally defend that they do, number one. So I say that that is a very, very broad term that encompasses a lot of bad as well as good. The second one is when it comes to body weight. The emerging research shows that muscle
is important to staving off chronic disease now. Muscle is the largest organ in the body. It produces hormones. It increases insulin sensitivity. It takes up glucose. It does so many wonderful things. But if you tell a person, well, you must lose weight, all they look at is their relationship between gravity and a scale. And if a person's body fat starts to outweigh lean body mass, they could fit into a small dress or a size 29 waist pants and still develop diabetes, because we are living in a world today where muscle mass is thought to be optional.
Yes. We use BMI, body mass index, which is the body weight corrected for height. And that is a very, very powerful discriminant, particularly in diabetes. 70% of diabetes is due to overweight.
Yeah, but Professor Elwood, according to BMI, I'm obese. I'm a 35 on the BMI scale. I'm 6'2", and I'm 240 pounds, but I'm only about 11 or 12% body fat. So I think BMI is kind of like, BMI is like getting you into the ballpark. But it doesn't really answer the question, because if you have a person, if you have two people and both of them are 150 pounds and they're well within their BMI, but one of them is 46% body fat, the one that's 46% body fat would end up being pre-diabetic, and speaks to why your statement a moment ago that, well, there are some people that still do all these lifestyle things and still get disease.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me finish that sentence that I started.
Please.
They still get disease, but they get it at a later age. The diseases that do occur in people living a healthy lifestyle occur about, on average, about 12 years later. They have 12 years of healthy life over and above people who do not follow a healthy lifestyle. Look, can I say, yes, there are all kinds of ways that these measurements can be refined. But I don't think it's helpful in the as a whole. Individuals, yes, rugby players, football players, they have a high BMI, and it's because of muscle, and that will give them protection. In the average man on the street, that is not an excuse for having a high
BMI, yes,
or a high body weight. The high body weight in the man on the street means he's at very high risk of his heart attack and stroke.
No, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. So what do you hope clinicians take away from your research?
I think they take away a message with much greater... Now, there have been studies like this in the USA, and the results are very closely similar to ours. But none of the American studies looked at cognitive decline or dementia.
Interesting.
So I think your physicians cannot add to diabetes, heart attack, and stroke. They can add cognitive impairment and dementia. And that's becoming a major problem, and a major problem to health authorities and to communities. And I think if subjects and patients were told these actual results, it would add impact to the general sort of bland, we should all take more exercise. No, tell people the benefits in terms of the reduction of disease and the delay in disease, and in particular dementia.
Yeah, and you're right. And people are developing dementia at younger and younger and younger ages today. So it is scary. You're right on.
That's right.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that you had to take time away from the family to do this interview today, so I want to thank you so much, and I thank you and applaud your work, because we've been talking for 9 years on this show about the importance of exercise as part of the longevity prescription, and we tend to be a little bit more zealot-like on this show and my audience, because we engage in a variety of different, more intense exercise regimens than the average population. But I say, get a pedometer and make sure that you're active every single day. That's a good starting point. And I think that coincides with your message as well.
Oh, it does. That is excellent. And it's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Have a wonderful day, Professor Elwood. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the new iPhone app. I need your help. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
A special offer from Rob Ragish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of Beautiful Facial Moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back. So, for those of you who are aware or aren't aware, I was too cheap to drop the few thousand dollars to have a multi-platform app done. And we've needed an app for like years now, right? So I have this live channel that can stream. We have the podcast. And we're depending on things like iTunes to deliver the show and Stitcher and all these other different types of software products. And one of the things that always happens inevitably is I get emails from people every single day now saying, hey, can you please upload show 1331 to iTunes? It's not there. And it is there. It's on the RSS feed. I have one RSS feed that all the podcast directories pull from, including iTunes. I update it almost daily. I didn't put yesterday's show up yet, but I'll be putting it up today with this show. And there's only one RSS feed. There's no reason why iTunes regularly
randomly excludes shows. I remember there was a period of time when I was doing the show every week with Adele Musa, that the Subversity Science Roundup, every other week, the Subversity Science Roundup would just not be there, like three times in a row. I was like, maybe they have something against Adele over at Apple. I don't understand this. Well, the good news is this, that the app that we've created here, and I say we euphemistically because I act like there's a lot of people here, but it's just me and Elisa. The app that we've created here, that's not true. Ginny Robards makes appointments with guests, and we do have who's having a much more active role now, Elliot Turton, who is producing for us now. He's going to actually be more full-time here very shortly. But I wrote this app for one reason, because I'm tired of shows just being lost. It happens to Stitcher. It happens to iTunes. And it's ridiculous. Well, one good thing is that once the shows are posted on my RSS feed on my server, within like nanoseconds, they're in the podcast directory on the app. So you'll never miss a show again. Now, I have it set up where you can manage about 110 shows from the phone. I feel like 110 ought to be enough to go back and check through on your phone. But I can expand that, I'm sure. I can make it larger and make it all 600 shows. We keep about 600 shows up on the server at any given time. Well, the other thing that it does is it allows you to literally stream the show. And I want this because I want more people to start tuning in live. We're going to be producing more shows. Some exciting ones. I don't want to talk too much about them right now. And I want people to be able to tune in live. I want more interaction in the show, and that's going to require live tune-ins, and that's going to mean convenience. And convenience would be if you have your iPhone or your Android, you press a button and you listen to the show for 10 or 15 minutes here and there, and you know, just like regular radio. And so we have a live stream. There's a tab for live streaming. There was a problem with the live stream on Android. Some people had it, some people didn't. I modified the script this morning and resubmitted the binary code to Google Play. I'm hoping that version 1.1 is up there within the next day or so. I'm hoping that everybody who's downloaded the first Android version gets a notice to say upgrade, and please upgrade. Also, when you download, please allow push notifications. We're going to use push notifications for two reasons. Number one, to let you know what show is playing that day. And number two, I'm going out in an effort to get more people to download the app. I'm going to enlist my sponsors to do special things that will only be available to people that have the apps. And you'll get them through push notifications. They will be ridiculous and stupid offers, like this can't be real type offers, that will only be available to people who have the iPhone and Android app. And we'll have iPad shortly. And I'm working on Kindle right now for those of you who have Kindle. So please download my app. I sound like that guy on TV. Please try my software. Please download the app. Get the Android app in Google Play. The iPhone app is now up in iTunes. We'll have a banner ad at SupremeRadio.com that will take you to the appropriate page. Obviously, you go to Google Play on your smartphone. You go to the iTunes app store on your iPhone, Android, Google Play, and even HTC. Someone messaged me on Facebook and said they have an HTC, and they downloaded the Android app from Google Play, and it worked perfectly on their phone. So download the app, please, number one. Number two, rate the app. Rate it based on the show, okay? Because really, it's a very simple app. You also have a tab there that you'll be able to get a newsletter directly to your iPhone, iPad, or Android, or HTC, and soon Kindle, as well as special offers, as I said a moment ago, as well as articles that we're posting and blog posts will all be there. And also, there is a tab that allows you to email me instantly from your phone. So you could be listening to the show and send me a message. And the reality is that it's already being used. John Bolger downloaded the app and sent me a message. Says, nice work, Carl. Congratulations. Right from his phone. Boom. Comes right to a special email address that shows up on my screen. So this we will use during the show. If you're listening to a show and you want me to ask a guest a question, this is how you're going to get the message to me using the send me a message tab on the app. By the way, John Bolger, you are officially the first person to use that tool. I'm going to contact you and come up with something special to reward you for that. So thank you very much for doing that. I need to get this app out there so that more people can get the show easier without any glitches, without any, oh, this show isn't up there or any of this other nonsense that has happened in the past. So please download the Android app at Google Play, the iPhone app at the App Store on your iPhone, iPad. I'm waiting for Apple to approve, and I'm working on Android now. Who knew? It's a very unsophisticated app, which means that it should be pretty simple. I've already made a revision to the Android app because it wasn't streaming right. That's up there. It's 1.1. So those of you who have the Android, look for it and please update the software. If you're having trouble with the stream, it should go away now. We also found the bug this morning on iPhone, iOS 7. When you hit stop for the stream, it doesn't want to stop for some reason for a while. Then it does. It's like a delay. So I have to turn to some of the forums that I'm stealing information from and see if anybody else has had this problem, figure out how to fix it. But please get the app. Tell your friends to get the app. Turn them on to the show this way. It's an easy way to manage the podcast. It's an easy way to stream the show live and stream the channel. The channel is going to become very popular this year. I'm telling you. We're introducing two new shows beginning of next month. And two new shows thereafter. And we're going to be introducing a bunch of new shows to this channel. In 2014, the Superhuman Radio Network will become a full-fledged radio station delivering content that you want. And I don't mean just about fitness and health. Travel, investing. We're going to have news. We're going to be doing news every single day, morning and evening. You can help me realize my dream of reaching a larger audience to get this message out. Well, look, we just had Professor Elwood on, and he's telling us, you know, walk a half hour, you know, park a mile away from the office. Those are all good points, but we know even better that when you train heavy and you build muscle, you become bulletproof against disease. The mainstream doesn't get this, and I don't expect them to get it anytime soon. But we get it, and we know it works. So let's get more people who want to be like us into the fold. Help me get the app out there. Download it yourself. Tell your friends. And please let me know if you find any bugs in it, and I will get on it right away. This morning at 5 a.m., I was uploading the revision 1.1 on the Android app to the Google Play Store. So hopefully that'll be out there shortly. I have a dream. I have a dream to take this radio station global to affect the largest number of people. And here's the key words, who want to be affected. The largest number of people who want to hear the truth about nutrition, about exercise, about supplementation, about longevity, and everything that goes along with it. And you can help me. And it all starts with one thing. You love the show? Please download the app. Okay? Superhuman Radio Network is the name of the app. Check it out. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.